this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Like flossing before bed, caring for your sexual health should be as routine. Don't wait for the problem to start. Men often ignore their health until it's too late. Take control early and keep everything you cherish. Treat your penis like your teeth. Take care of it every day, not only when it's hard. Why is that? Because your penis should be as valuable as your teeth. You guys all know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about your teeth. What do you do with your teeth? You brush it, you floss it, and you do mouthwash, and you even whitening. Because why? You want it to be there until the day you die. You want it to be able to chew. If you don't take care of your teeth, you have to go to the dentist and have it pulled out, have a root canal. But why don't you treat your penis the same way? Take care of it every day so it can be functional. You only worry about your penis when it's not hard, when it's not firm, and it's not functioning in the bedroom. If you take care of your penis the way you take care of your teeth and start taking care of it before it becomes a problem. Same thing with the car. You guys know what I mean about the car, right? Same thing with the car. You take it for maintenance, for an oil change, for a brake check. You should do the same to your body, especially your penis. Well, how do you take care of it? Simple. The four pillars of sexual health: eating a good diet, a Mediterranean diet. Check in the show notes about the link on the Mediterranean diet, or check here in this link as well. And exercise. What kind of exercise? Just walking, just doing squats, at least 30 minutes of exercise 3 times a week, and do it daily if you can. And go see the doctor and get your blood work, especially if you're over 40. And men don't worry about their sexual function until there's a problem. Well, I want you to change your mindset and start thinking about taking care of your sexual function, even when you're functioning well, because you want it to be working like that until the day you die. It is definitely possible. Why do you worry about your penis until when it's not working? It takes a lot more work to reverse the damage when you could be just taking care of it while it's functioning well. Think of it as maintenance. Penis maintenance means penis functioning, meaning good erection, meaning sexual confidence, sexual empowerment. So let's get back to the things you can do. Diet, exercise, get your blood work done. Men, you should get your testosterone level checked after the age of 45. Testosterone is important for your libido, your desire, even for your erection as well. And then the fourth thing is sleep. Sleep 7 hours at night or at the least, and stress reduction. Stress reduction, like I talked about in my past previous episode, you can do that by exercise. And if you eat a good diet, you actually have more energy. You actually have less stress. If you're smoking, you should stop smoking right away. And if you're not sexually active about 3 times a week, use the penis pump. The penis pump is a good form of exercising the penis. When you're using the penis pump, it is a negative vacuum. It sucks blood into the penis. You bring oxygen into the penis. You're expanding the penis muscle, and you're actually giving it an erection. So you're exercising the penis. So if you're not having sex 3 times a week, and you could even masturbate on top of that as well too, but keep that penis muscle flexible and stretching. And also keep your weight down to below 30 BMI. You can get any type of BMI calculator. You can go on Google and then put your weight and your height in, and you should keep your BMI under 30. And I want you to start thinking about taking care of your sexual health while you are in good shape, while it's functioning well, while you're able to get morning erection, while you're able to perform 2-3 times a day. You want to take care of it in that state, so that way it stays that way. And because when you have better sexual health, you have better confidence, have better general health, and your sexual health is like success. And because it is built on daily habit and not just responding to it when there's a crisis. What's the daily habit you can instill? Your diet, your exercise and sleep and stress, spending time with your family, put away that phone sometimes just the old fashioned, just being with the people you love and talking, enjoying time together, go outside, Mother Nature, do outdoor activity. We are intimately connected to Mother Nature. When you're outside Mother Nature, you actually feel better. So having said that, you know exactly what I mean when I say treat your penis like your teeth. Because if you treat your penis like your teeth, you're going to have it functioning in tip-top shape to the day you die. I promise. Also, you know what I mean when you're taking care of your car. If you do that to your car, do that to your teeth, why don't you do that to your penis? So I want you to change that mindset. I want you to start thinking about it. I want to stir some thought in your head in changing your mindset, and that you only have one penis, guys. You don't take care of it, there isn't any more left. And the answer is not getting a penile implant, okay? I hear many men said that they rather die than live a life without being able to have sexual activity. So I don't want you to go there. I want you to start thinking about taking care of it now while it's still in good shape. So having said that, I hope I throw some good thought in your head right now, and I want you to start thinking about it. Let me know what you think. I would appreciate if you like, subscribe to the channel, get notified when I'm releasing a new episode, and just know that you can have sexual confidence and vitality for life if you just follow what I say right now and treat your penis like your teeth. And if you need more help, I'm there to help you live. And I have everything you need to get sexually restored again in my Modern Man Club. Because don't try to do it alone. Oftentimes, we can do it together. We have a good community of men supporting one another. And we have lively discussion. And I hope to see you in there. So I will see you in the next episode, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit mensexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.